September 16th, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 52.
That's how I rock
'em. Hey everybody, it's me, the J-Strom, here from the Pop Cultural District of Mulberry. Here to my left I have the Pop Culture Zealot, Steven. How are you doing, Steven? Welcome on the show.
Good, and I am not the J-Strom.
No, you are not. I'd like to welcome you here in Mulberry. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. A little tired from the week, from work, but yeah. Good.
Yeah. Have you tried any kind of stimulants, drugs, that kind of thing?
I've got my Monster energy drink
right
there.
Nice. Have you ever tried that Rockstar energy drink?
No.
Also, we have here is Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good, and I am also not the J-Strom.
That's good to know. Now, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I think I'm okay. I haven't been to the doctor recently. But,
oh, dear.
I think I'm all right.
You should always have a checkup every 6 months to a year. What is it?
Every six months, supposedly.
You should always check your testicles for... Oh, what the hell am I talking about?
I do that daily.
Yes, me too. Vanessa has chosen to go to the movies during the show. Yeah, I know. Shocking, isn't it?
She's on assignment.
What I really think is going on is she's on a date with Eugene. We'll hear about that coming up. It's pretty scary.
Eugene, let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Yes, Eugene, let us know how it goes.
Constant rubbing against my manhood.
Good Lord, man. As you guys remember, last week during the DVD segment, we talked about Star Wars, right? We talked about this new box set that's come out. Well, actually, it's not
it's
a
not
box set.
New.
These new three editions of Star Wars that have come out. Where the bonus disc is the original trilogy without all the added CGI and stuff in it.
Bonus!
And the reason we were upset about this is because Lucas didn't go in and make it... I guess the most annoying thing for most people is it's not anamorphic, right?
Correct, yeah.
It's an old transfer from Laserdisc
and
all that.
And it didn't redo the sound.
Well, this
would be the two downfalls for me.
Right. I mean, it's 2.0 or whatever. But here's the main thing. They keep putting out different editions of the movie. You can't buy this without buying the special editions also, which is disc one, which we already own. I bought that box set. I got it for Christmas or my birthday or whatever. What do you guys think is going to happen in 2007, the 30-year anniversary of Star Wars? What's going to happen?
You're getting the anamorphic one with the sound done.
Well, we're definitely getting a new box set.
Well, I'm just assuming that they might release it on Blu-ray, because I think Fox supports Blu-ray.
Well, they're redoing the prequels, too. So these movies that we're already sick of, we're going to have to go buy them, because they're going to put digital Yoda in The Phantom Menace. If you've watched The Phantom Menace lately, you'll see how bad the Yoda Muppet is. It's horrible.
It's so bad. The one in Empire looks better than this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, watch Empire. Just watch a scene with Yoda. Then pop into The Phantom Menace. Look at Muppet Yoda in that. It is awful.
Phantom Menace Yoda looks like a meth freak.
That's not the only thing he's doing. You know, he's adding, you know, how could you add more CGI to the prequels? It's in every freaking shot of the movie. But now he's messing with the sound, Bill. They've actually leaked the 2007 new edition of The Phantom Menace online. And he's even changed, like, voice acting and stuff like that, which I think that's kind of a total insult to an actor, don't you think? Like, he's like, well, you know what, I'm going to take his voice out and put in someone else's.
Well,
if it involves Jake Lloyd, it's probably actually an improvement.
Well, you know what's funny that you say that? Because it is Jake Lloyd. I have here a clip from The Phantom Menace, the new edition that's coming out in 2007. Let's check it out.
I need parts for a J-Type 327 Nubian.
Ah, yes! Nubian! We have lots of that. Pinake! Cavalier, go!
My droid has a readout of what I need.
Unesita Kimbaya.
Mitasa Chopasa.
Chachat Kafta Wajam is one of no pata. So let him take that back, huh? He'll find what he needs.
Don't touch anything.
They left Jar Jar in.
Are you an angel? An angel. I heard the deep space pirates talk about them. They're the most beautiful creatures in the universe. They live in the moons of Viego, I think.
You're a funny little boy. How do you know so much?
I listen to all the traders and star pilots who come through here. I'm a pilot, you know, and someday I'm going to fly away from this place.
You're a pilot?
Mm-hmm. All my life.
How long have you been here?
Since I was very little. 3, I think. My mom and I were sold to Gardula the Hutt, but she lost us betting on the pod races.
You're a slave?
I'm a person, and my name is Anakin.
I don't fully understand. This is a strange place to me.
Wouldn't have lasted long anyways if I wasn't so good at building things.
They're leaving. Jar Jar.
I'm glad to have met you, Anakin.
I was glad to meet you, too.
Utmians, think I'm a chance of hope on my Putin and Olya.
Balova Numatapa. Yippee.
Love it.
Man, I'm gonna have to buy that now.
You know what? He's done it, man. I'm buying this. 2007. Oh, man.
Yippee.
I'm gonna buy it. I think he's totally improved it.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
He's totally changed the movie into a different movie. Just, it's genius.
Balova Numatapa.
Yes, thank you. Bill, do you have any idea what the hell he's talking about?
No, I don't.
That's coming up, 2007, 30-year anniversary. You know, I'm hoping he does the same thing with Hayden Christensen.
They just need the same voice actor throughout.
Yeah, I think it would be genius.
Yippee.
Yes, yippee.
Yippee.
Now, guys, before we move on to some voicemail I have, Bill, did you check this out? Do you know who the teacher Deborah LaFave is? This was the...
Yeah, the blonde slut with the crazy eyes.
Yeah, who slept with her students, right?
In Florida,
yeah,
wasn't
she, he was
right?
He was like 14 years old. She was a motorcycle model or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw her on Dateline. Let's check that out. I thought it was very interesting information.
Deborah took the boy upstairs to the bedroom.
Ooh, I like the porno music.
Pretty much it was oral sex. Yeah, he wanted it. And yeah, I gave it to him.
Whoa!
Because at that point in time, I was already in the mode of wanting to please him.
Oh, I
she
like her.
She wanted to please him, and before it was over, she'd do much more.
Whoa, what a tease there, Matt Lauer. Can't wait till the commercial break is over. So she's a teacher in more ways than one. I just thought that, I was looking at that, I was like, man, none of my teachers look like that at school. None of them.
You know what's kind of funny, though? I can remember being in high school and knowing other guys that were having relationships with teachers.
Really?
Or even girls with teachers. Yeah, I mean, nowadays, it's pretty common.
Wow, that's crazy. You know what I would have said to her if she would have said, hey, would you like to come over to my house?
Are What's you that? An angel?
Yes.
I think she's from Yegawa.
Deep space pilots talk about her.
Balova Numatapa.
Yes, thank you. Well, guys, we got a couple of voicemails. Let's check it out.
Hey, citizens of Mulberry. Congratulations on your 50th show. It was outstanding, very entertaining, albeit kind of long. But hey, I'd much rather spend 2 hours and 9 minutes of listening to Nowhere in Mulberry than watching Geely. Hey, okay, bad comparison. Sorry, it's the first thing that came to my mind. But hey, just want to say more Carl Monday, more Vanessa sexy news reading, more Eugene, more cult news, more DVD news, and less Joss Whedon worshiping, all right? Thanks, and keep up the good work. Late.
Mitasa Chobasa.
Yes, Mitasa Chobasa, Ron.
What Ron doesn't understand is we can't exactly make Carl Monday do more stories.
Yeah. He's got to do something stupid first, and we're waiting for it. I even tell Bill, man, when's Carl Monday going to do something, Jimmy?
We could get more sexy reading from Vanessa.
Yeah, we could do that if we wanted to. We could have done it this time.
Kinda
hey, Vanessa
us.
Can't be on the show. Why don't you read off a piece of paper and give us some news? Now, I really wish it would have been Carl Monday who interviewed Rosa from last week. How genius would that have been?
That would have been great. I think Carl Monday's actually staying on the DL after the Mike Cooper stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, Operation Monday Night Mustache is in full effect, and
son
they are watching him.
Right. He's just waiting for that to die over so he can get back to his serious reporting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we have another voicemail. Let's check it out.
Hey, Jason and the Mulberry crew. This is Mick and Credo from the Lost in Mulberry podcast. Congratulations on your 50th show. I haven't looped in the Eugene bot.
Yup, yup.
Would have responded sooner. We're still being held prisoner in Burger World by Jonathan.
Whoa, escape soon enough right after our haircuts.
Thanks for the fun. I just love my pompadour.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jason. Rescue us.
Yeah, get us out of here. Steven.
Help us, The Rock.
What about Bill? What are the losers?
God, Chuck, and Marie B.
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Fart knocker.
Kick him in the nads, Beavis.
Thanks, guys. For any of our listeners who don't know, Mick and Credo do a podcast called Lost in Mulberry. You know, total flattery that these guys are doing a show based on our show. You know,
well, it is, and it's based in our world that we created through this podcast.
It's really awesome.
It's great.
I'll put the link to their show in the show notes, and everyone should check that out if you had. So thanks a lot, Mick and Credo.
Mick, otherwise known as Captain Jolt.
You know, they mentioned Vanessa again in there. I wonder how they're doing, her and Eugene, on their date.
She wanted to please him, and before it was over, she'd do much more.
Whoa! Okay, get back to us, Matt Lauer. All right, guys, let's do entertainment.
No.
Now, I want to talk about a movie called Infernal Affairs I saw last week. Now, this film came out when? In the 90s, Bill? Early 2000s, something like that?
Mid-90s.
You sent this to me a long time ago, and I never got around to watching it until last week. It's directed by some Asian fellows, Stephen.
Yes.
And it's a really good movie. It's basically a story of cops and robbers, essentially, and undercover, working undercover. There's a cop, he's undercover in the organization, and there's a undercover mole in the cops. And that's essentially what the movie is, right, Bill?
Yeah.
These guys trying to find the mole in each organization before they totally blow their cover.
Yes.
Really interesting. Yeah. Martin Scorsese, or as I call him, Marty mm-hmm. Scorsese, he's adapting this into a movie called The Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo.
Mark Wahlberg. Matt Damon, and Jack Nicholson as the head of the crime organization.
Nice.
Looks very interesting. I have no idea how this is going to compare to Infernal Affairs. In fact, I'm going to try to forget about it when I see The Departed. Comes out early October. But let's check out the trailer.
When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. What I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
This is not the regular police. This is the state police.
We are an elite unit.
This is who we're after.
Frank Costello.
You won't be paid as a regular cop, but there's a bonus involved.
So what do I do?
You will not ever know the identity of undercover people.
Do you have anyone in with Costello presently?
Maybe.
Do you know who I am?
Maybe not.
I'm gonna have my associates search you.
That was quick. Think he's dead already?
Get your hands off me!
I think we could work something out. We are all convinced that Costello has at least one mole inside the Special Investigations Unit.
There are parts of my job I can't talk to you about.
Man, you are trouble.
You don't know the half of it.
You better get organized, quick.
Hey, last time I checked, I tipped you off.
I'm walking here.
That's my job.
Get the feeling we got a cop in my crew.
Soon a lady's gonna find out who I am, and he's gonna kill me.
I love Leonardo.
You just gotta let me do it my way.
If you don't, it won't be me who pays for it. How's your mother?
She's on her way out.
You all are. Act accordingly.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Oh, hey, he's in it too. Sold!
Jack Nicholson being Jack Nicholson.
Well, yeah. Okay, when you watch the movie, of course, it's subtitled. I don't understand what language they're speaking. So, but it's great acting. You can tell, all right?
Yeah.
You know, they've got to Americanize it. And I'm just interested. The main thing about Infernal Affairs that works is showing how just freaking insane it is to be undercover, how you have nobody to go to. You're basically under pressure all the time. And if you make a mistake, you will be killed. And they show that for both the cop and the criminal. It's basically the same for each of them. The guy will most likely be arrested.
Yeah,
or his own organization will kill him, you know, to get rid of him. And you have no one to go to. You have no crutch, really.
You know, I don't know, you know, how The Departed goes along, how the story develops. But the one thing about Infernal Affairs is the undercover character that is in with the triads. It's the Hong Kong Mafia. He has been undercover for 10-plus years and just undercover in this certain group for 3.
Right.
And it looks like in The Departed, they're sending the Leonardo DiCaprio character just right into it.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was wondering, too. I can't really tell that, though, because the beginning of Infernal Affairs, the first 5 minutes, is all set up, right?
And yeah.
It's amazing setup, too. 5 minutes of setup and just the quick editing, all that. It gets the story on the road, gets going. And I'm wondering
if... It's quite possibly the best editing job of setting up a film I've ever seen in a film.
Now, maybe some of the clips that we see in The Departed is actually, there's some setup there. I don't know if Martin Scorsese's like, hey, I'm not touching that, I can't do that. Or he's going to say, you know what, I'm going to do something just like that. That's what will be interesting. This isn't some hack director. This is Martin Scorsese.
And there's a scene that's taken almost directly out of Infernal Affairs in the trailer, and that's the scene with the cast.
Yeah, so...
Except in Infernal Affairs, the boss actually breaks the cast, and then
you're already doing what I'm going to try not to, is like compare the two, but I understand what you're doing, though.
I don't think there's any way around it.
It's pretty hard.
Infernal Affairs is such a memorable film.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were upset when they heard it was getting remade, just as people were upset when they heard that Thomas Jane was going to remake Old Boy, and then thankfully that died.
Yeah. Well, one of the worst things it was an adaptation. I remember Robert Rodriguez talking about this. This is after he made El Mariachi. And they're like, so, Robert, we like what you did. We'd like to offer you a movie. We'd like you to remake John Woo's The Killer with Sylvester Stallone. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, I think no. And thank God he did. So there could be a lot worse adaptations out there. Although
Good Lord.
What a horrible... It's like...
Would it be Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, and another thing is like, oh, and by the way, it's got to be PG-13. Yeah, we need to appeal to the teenagers. So.
Yeah, so cut the gunfights down, less bullets.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm really excited about The Departed. I hope I'm not disappointed by it. The cast is excellent. He put together a great cast. Hopefully they don't outshine each other. You know,
really, when you say all-star cast, this is it.
Now, there's an interesting thing here is in Infernal Affairs, the heavy in there, the head of the crime organization, he's not really a big charismatic personality like Jack Nicholson, so it'll be interesting to show that. One thing that I didn't get in Infernal Affairs, maybe they can do with Jack Nicholson, basically what Jack Nicholson's character does is he finds young guys who are going in the police academy. He gets them in his pocket, right? So they join the police, and he's got inside men, right?
And you learn that just at the very beginning of Infernal Affairs, again, in the editing job, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
And what's going on? You think the heavy is actually a cop.
Right. And so what I want to know, and I want Martin Scorsese to put this through in the movie, is why they're so loyal to him. Right.
And that's why you need to see. That's why I need to send you Infernal Affairs 2, which is like it's a prequel to Infernal Affairs.
Man. All right. Send it on over. I'm ready to watch it. That's The Departed that comes out early October. We're going to watch it. We're going to review the hell out of it on the show. We're going to have salad bar. We'll check that out.
Soup and salad bar.
Mm. Ah, I love that NXS song. Sorry. Soup and salad bar. I don't know why that just popped into my head. All right, guys, let's check out what's on our TiVos.
I never heard that before. That was good.
Super salad bar. Whoa, hey, Gordo. Hey, your show's not on this time of year, so you need to leave us alone. Now, guys, this week on our TiVo, there's some new shows coming out this week. A lot of premieres. A lot of our favorite shows coming back. And we'll get to those in a bit. But first, this week there was a tribute to Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know if you saw that, Bill.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
No, it was hilarious when Matt Damon shows up at the end. Let's check it out.
And it's so good to have you here. Unfortunately, we are totally out of time. I hope you had a good time tonight. I want to thank Ben Stiller. I want to thank all the celebrities who made tonight's Salute to Me possible. Again, my apologies, Matt. Can you come back tomorrow night?
Go f*** yourself.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for watching.
So that was pretty good.
And what's funny is that's like an ongoing bit where at the end of almost every show for the past year, he said, apologies to Matt Damon. We didn't have time for him tonight. We hope he can come again.
Oh, so finally he's there in person.
Yeah.
That was great. I love that. Go F yourself.
Yeah, now, so finally he's there in person and they don't have time for him.
Now on a rival station, NBC, the genius that is Jay Leno, he had Matthew Perry. Let's check it out.
Hey, Matthew Perry. Yeah, you guys.
You know, all the characters are sleeping with each other, right. You know, except for the guy who's playing Chandler.
Right.
This is true. Who throughout the entire film just sits in the corner wearing a sweater vest and masturbating.
Wow.
He's talking about his new movie?
So what? It's,
Friends the movie?
It's pretty realistic is what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty
exactly
damn
like,
funny.
It's exactly like season 6.
It sounds like something we're checking up to. Yeah.
Like you think it's only season 6.
Yeah, I think it was season 6.
Are you allowed to say sweater vest on television?
I think you are. No.
Now, this week on Celebrity Duets, I noticed Carly Patterson, hometown Carly Patterson. You remember who she is, don't you, Steven?
Yes.
The gymnast girl, won the gold medal. She's on here. Now, let's check out what happened this week on Celebrity Duets.
Ladies and gentlemen, singing tonight, Carly Patterson.
Who?
Jesse McCartney? Teen heartthrob, Jesse McCartney.
Let's have a Jesse McCartney.
Thank you
so much, brother. Sorry. Sorry. There was a little 14-year-old girl inside of the 34-year-old black man. Sorry. Carly, it is time to face the judges.
Well, I think that every girl out here wishes they were you.
I'm sure they do.
Why? Who the hell is this Jesse McCartney
Obviously,
person?
Obviously, as you can tell, Carly, this
apparently
week
he's
we're
a total
being
hottie.
You know, to
yes.
make it to the end.
I bet you Little Richard
I
likes
think
him.
You have come remarkably far in the
Get the bone!
I really do. Thank you. If you want to continue, your voice is loosening up, but your body is still very stiff. You're loose from here up, but you got
to... You got a gymnast with a stiff body. Wait a second.
Hey, this is a Mormon talking.
You got to feel comfortable with who you're with, and I still feel like you're on the beach.
She's very loose.
You know, it's a lot looser, okay?
All right, I'll work on that.
Okay, Richard, we're going to keep it tight now. We're going to keep it tight, judges. Richard.
Listen, I want to say that I got your horse. I hope you got your buggy.
But, what?
You know, I see that you've came a long way from where you was. A real long ways. But you got a long ways to go. So keep on pushing and keep on pulling. Keep on knocking and keep on rocking so you can get
there. I will.
Okay.
Yeah, she cut him off.
Marie is now the
like, whatever. I don't understand a word you're saying.
Marie Osmond is ragging on everybody. You really have come a long way. You've done great. You need to work on not singing from here and singing from your diaphragm. If you can do that for me, I'll be your fan until the end of the show.
Now, she was eliminated, so none of that mattered.
Just until the end of the show.
Now, guys, this week Survivor premiered. We've got all the segregation, the whites against the Asians and the blacks.
Separate and bathrooms, Hispanics. And restaurants.
And I didn't watch it, but...
Neither did I.
I had no clue it was on.
You know, every year on the show, they have to find their own food, right, Bill? I mean, they have to, like, eat bugs or catch fish or birds or whatever.
Yeah, they don't win the first reward challenge.
Now, these people, they wanted to eat some chicken. Let's check it out.
Surround this chicken. There's a chicken right here. Okay, wait, let's go. 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 Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go
Now, I think DeLana
he was my original choice for winner way back
Same
when.
Here.
Now, will you guys be purchasing the Supernova DVD or CD?
Probably not.
No, no. Another thing we might add is there some kind of court case, some kind of court order where they can't use the name Supernova or something?
What?
There's like an existing rock band named Supernova. I've been trying to get them to stop using the name. And apparently, this is what I hear. I mean, I know it's in court right now, so they could end up using the name eventually. But right now, they can't. I don't understand it.
Why don't they just take the E out?
Yeah, I still think Rockstar Super Grover would be the best name possible.
Super Grover!
Once Lucas won, we got to see Supernova perform. Let's check it out. I think they made the right decision with Lucas.
And here they are for the first time ever as a complete band. Lucas, how does it feel?
Brooke, it feels just like this. Let's do this, baby.
Feels like what? Feels like this song.
Oh, I'm digging it.
Be yourself. And not somebody else. It might take some little effort. Or maybe it's a little help. But you can't figure it out. If not, just do what everybody else does. Oh, cool, cool. Oh, keep it on the level. That's what I'm supposed to. Keep on getting better. That's what I've been told to.
Could you stop that, please?
Good Lord!
It was a cat trapped in the gears there.
Did Lucas, was he like strangling a cat while singing? Or maybe it was in the trapped in Tommy Lee's drum?
He had the mic taped to a cat while he was strangling.
That's awesome. That's a good secret.
I think it was Jason Newsted realizing where he was.
What happened? I used to be in Metallica. I made a bad career decision. So that's Rockstar Supernova. I'm predicting next year, Rockstar Van Halen. It's going to happen. Just wait and see.
I don't doubt it.
No. Let's see. Who would be a good one?
I'm telling you, Rockstar Van Halen.
Batshit crazy.
And the worst thing about this, Steven, is David Lee Roth will be one of the contestants. He's still trying to get back in.
Now, that would be great TV.
He'd be eliminated the first episode. Like, no, Dave.
No, but he'd always get the most votes, and they would still vote him off.
We will get back together. The worst thing about, remember Van Halen got together finally for, MTV award show or something?
Yeah.
And I remember people were like, oh, man, we loved it. They got together.
They performed
a song.
Are
they going to get back together? And Dave kind of freaked out on the stage, acting all stupid and stuff, and Eddie Van Halen said, it was like going back in time. That moment, it was like, this is why we got rid of him, the way he's acting right now. So it was a good warning. It really comes down to just egos clashing with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, guys, we also found it was the end of another show, and that's Big Brother. Let's find out who won Big Brother All-Stars.
Goes to Mike. So far, that's 2 votes for Mike, 1 vote for Erica. Chicken George has voted for Mike to be the winner of Big Brother All-Stars. And this vote from Will goes to Mike. Congratulations with both votes. You are the winner of Big Brother All-Stars. Mike Nellis, come on out here.
So basically we knew that Mike was going to win last week. We talked about that and, you know, who cares really. The good moments on the finale showing how Mike talked about Erica to Erica. You could just see her face where he's like, she's a hoe, I used her up, and all that. So there's some tacky stuff, but really, I mean, who cares? Big Brother All-Stars is over. Thank you.
Thank God.
It is over. And if it does come back, I'm pretty sure it will, Big Brother 8, it'll be new people.
They will learn their lesson.
And this is what I want. And this is all I ask for. You know, go ahead and have it, most of it scripted or whatever. Just have people who don't already have SAG cards. People who aren't wanting to be models and actresses. Find regular people. I mean, seriously, find regular people. Okay, because I'm really sick of the, you know, the
everybody playing it up.
Everyone
the camera.
Like, oh, I'm going to turn this into some kind of career. It's like the only career you're going to get is to go on another reality show, and that's about it.
Yeah, you're on Big Brother.
You're not going to be in the next Scorsese film.
And I will say, say this about Boogie and Will. They have their own careers that they're doing. Yeah, Boogie's an attention whore. He was really sensitive about, did he really deserve to win? You know, I wasn't writing Will's coattails. But at least, you know, they have something to go back to. It's not like, well, I'm going to try my hand in acting after this. I can't wait to see Boogie act, so.
Didn't some of them already try that? Didn't he make a movie, a horror movie or something with a bunch of reality?
They did.
But
that
was from that was the ones from MTV.
I think there were all sorts of them.
There was Survivor, Amazing Race. And
there might have been
one
Big Brother person in there too. Vanessa knows more about this because she actually watched the whole show. Yeah. So we'll wait till next week and ask her about that.
Yeah, but she's too busy for us right now.
Yeah, she's at the movies right now with Eugene.
Boring.
Now, guys, some of my stories, as I like to call them, I'm watching my stories. My stories are coming back. SVU will be back this week with the lovely Mariska Hargitay. Oh, thank you.
Emmy-worthy,
yes. The Office and Earl, I believe those will be back this week. Hello, awesome.
Nice.
Also, The Unit with Dennis Haysbert. Awesome show. If you haven't watched it yet,
I haven't seen
that one. It's got the T-1000 in it. Check it out.
Created by David Mamet.
I wanted to see
awesome
that.
Awesome show.
Yeah, I really wanted to catch that last season.
There's also that show Kidnapped comes on, the one with Tim Hutton, Jeremy Sisto, that I keep hearing is really good. At first, I was getting confused with Vanished, that Fox show about kidnapping. People were like, if you're going to watch an abduction show this year, watch Kidnapped, not Vanished. So I was like, okay.
Also, now, what channel is Kidnapped on? Is that NBC?
Kidnapped is on NBC. Be there. Now on CBS, the one-word shows are coming on. Jericho, Smith, Shark. We're going to check them all out. Can't wait to see them.
Well, now, the James like Woods.
Some actor's name. Jericho, Smith, Shark. Here.
So here's the thing. I watched the premiere, or I watched a stolen copy from NBC's vault of Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Aaron Sorkin's new show with Matthew Perry, Bradley Whitford, Amanda Peet. It's got a huge cast because
the trio of evil.
It's basically what it is backstage at Saturday Night Live is essentially the pitch, right? You've got the actors who act on the show, you've got the writers, and you got people in the control room, plus you have the suits at the network, so it's got a huge cast, right? Basically, this is the setup of the show. Judd Hirsch runs it, but he's had enough. Let's check it out.
It's not going to be a very good show tonight. And I think you should change the channel.
What the
change
hell?
The channel.
When did they put this
on? Go ahead, right now.
Does anybody know what the hell's going on?
Yeah, Betty, you turn off the TV, okay? I know it seems like this is supposed to be funny, but tomorrow you're going to find out that it wasn't, and by that time I'll have been fired. No, this is not... This is not a sketch.
This is real.
You want to go to BTR?
This show used to be cutting-edge political and social satire, but it's gotten lobotomized by a candy-ass broadcast network, hell-bent on doing nothing that might challenge their audience. We're about to do a sketch that you've seen already about 500 times. Yeah, no one's going to confuse George Bush with George Plimpton. Now, we get it. We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry that's just thrown in the towel on any endeavor to do anything that doesn't include the courting of 12-year-old boys. Not even the smart 12-year-olds, the stupid ones, the idiots. Which there are plenty, thanks in no small measure to this network. So why don't you just change the channel? Turn off your TVs. Do it right now. Go ahead.
Oh, I get it. This is not
nonsense. Get the camera off of it.
Put it on what?
Cut the boom mic then.
It's his show. I take my instructions from him.
Struggle between art and commerce. Well, there's always been a struggle between art and commerce. And now I'm telling you, art is getting its ass kicked. And it's making us mean. And it's making us bitchy. It's making us cheap punks. That's not who we are. People are having contests to see how much they can be like Donald Trump.
We're eating worms for money. Who wants to screw my sister? Guys are getting killed in a war that's got theme music and a logo. That remote in your hand is a crack pipe. Oh, yeah, every once in a while we pretend to be appalled.
Cass, I'm waiting for him to say something that isn't true.
Who else in here knows how to do this?
Come to my control room.
Get him off. You got two kids in school.
What?
Pornographers. It's not even good pornography. They're just this side of snuff films. And friends, that's what's next, because that's all that's left.
Cal, come on.
And the two things that make them scared gutless are the FCC and every psycho-religious cult that gets positively horny at the very mention of a boycott.
All right, stand by VTR.
We're going to cut in early.
It's prissy, feckless, off the charts, greed-filled whorehouse.
There it is.
Network. And you're watching this thoroughly unpatriotic.
Mother,
go VTR now.
So that's just the first, like, 10 minutes of the show. I'm wondering what Lorne Michaels thinks of this, because everything his character said, you just know Aaron Sorkin is, you know, it's true. It's
well,
all true.
That's what I'm saying. I think that Lorne Michaels actually left Saturday Night Live for a bit, and then he came back.
So he needs to leave again. But, okay, that's just the setup. Judd Hirsch, he's canned after that, of course, by the studio. And they decide to get two Golden Boy writers, played by Matthew Perry and Bradley Whitford. Let's check this out.
Matt, where the hell did you go?
Sorry about that.
I said he's never not been there for me. Then there was a follow spot on a basket of dinner rolls.
Sorry.
What's going on? Do you know about West? Do you know what happened?
Yeah, and they're offering us the show.
What?
They want us to run the show.
They want us to come back.
Yeah, but I have to talk to you about something else. I can't direct a movie.
What do you mean?
You have to get somebody else. I took my insurance physical a week ago, and I tested positive for cocaine.
Whoa!
I need 18 months of clean test before I can get a completion bond.
Asian white. Nose candy.
Right.
Two.
The horse. White horse.
Blow?
Blow.
Okay, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine.
Powder.
Okay, wait. Look. Wait, Matt. I'll bond you.
What?
Did I already say
pay for the bond.
How much money? Yeah, two.
Well, with my savings and investments and my percentage of the first dollar gross in this
pure white Asian.
$65. Matt, so we're making budget cuts. We shoot in Vancouver.
No, we're not shooting in Vancouver. Drawing the line on the insanity. Vancouver doesn't look like anything. Doesn't even look like Vancouver. It looks like Boston, California. You need to go to another director. Go to Soderbergh. Go to Curtis Hanson.
Wait a second.
Spike Jonze.
They must know.
Smack?
That's how they knew we were available.
Some guy at the insurance company wants to sleep with Jordan McDear.
Who doesn't want to sleep with Jordan McDear? Are they swinging this
Nose
thing
candy?
In front of your face?
Point is, the new movie...
Pure cane sugar?
Matt!
So this is going to be a good show. I watch it. I'm telling you, the pilot is really good. Just check it out. Give it a chance.
Give me a little more Judd Hirsch as Howard Beale.
Yeah. Bill, you watched the pilot to Knights of Prosperity.
Yes, I did.
It's the new show by John Beckerman and Rob Burnett, the guys who created Ed. We talked about that last week. Ed was a show that Bill introduced to me. Steven, you've seen it too. Great show.
I loved it. Yeah, it was a good show.
Now, these guys have a show called Knights of Prosperity. First, let's check out a preview.
Were you born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Me neither. I have a plan that's going to make all our dreams come true. Let's rob Mick Jagger.
I don't get it. Why Mick Jagger? Why not some other celebrity like Willem Dafoe or James Vanderbeek?
We're stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Us.
It's time for Eugene Gherkin to make his move.
What have we learned?
That the building is tighter than Gary's turban.
I'm not wearing a turban.
Relax, it's an expression.
You want to dance? Let's dance.
We're like Ocean's 11.
More like Ocean's Idiot.
Get the handyman off the door.
Come with me.
All I wanted was a communications internship.
Listen, we're robbing Mick Jagger. Much better for you. You get college credit and you get rich.
May we henceforth be known as the Knights of Prosperity.
Let's rob Mick Jagger.
Now, Bill, is this the whole setup? They're going to rob Mick Jagger.
In a way, it is the setup. They're janitors. So the Donald Logue character goes home and he turns on E while he's sitting in a tub, and it cuts to Mick Jagger giving a tour of his New York City apartment. And it's all this crazy shit, like Mick Jagger's talking about how he loves hats and he keeps his hats in a special room that's always at 65 degrees. And, he has a houseboy, this Asian houseboy that always has this a condescending look on his face, and Mick Jagger tries to play football or soccer with him and kicks a kid in the head repeatedly, and it's just, it's so funny. Mick Jagger has all this crazy stuff. Why don't we rob him? We'll live a better life.
And hilarity ensues.
Well, you know what's great about it is that Mick Jagger goes along with this so perfectly. He plays this incredibly asinine version of himself. I just love that he's participating in the show.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's so funny, and it's so much like Ed was. You know, just that crazy...
I miss those guys writing.
Yeah, that dialogue, that really snappy dialogue, and it's
now,
just
let me
so
ask you
insane.
This. Do you think that people are going to be ready for this show? Do you think that they'll give it a chance? I hope the network does, but do you think there's an audience for this show?
It will have its fans. I hope ABC gives it at least a season to try and find an audience, because I think the audience is there. With My Name is Earl making, you know, decent ratings, I think that they can find the audience.
I think
if
they promote it right. They really need to push from the creators of Ed, I think, because I know that everyone who loved Ed will tune in at least for the pilot and see what they think. When that comes near the premiere, we'll talk about it again, just to remind everybody to check it out.
Knights of Prosperity, everyone.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Thank you. Let's do the news!
Drawing the line on the insanity.
All right, we don't have Vanessa to do the news.
The bitch from hell.
Whoa, hey, Foggy. But we do have Bill. Now, Bill, what's going on in the news this week?
Well, I'll try my best. You know, Vanessa is the best, but
listen,
it's hard
I
to fill her shoes.
That,
I would just ask one thing, Bill, that you don't read it in your sexy voice.
Yes.
Should I, like, go into, you know, Barry White mode?
Wearing a sweater vest and masturbating.
Yippee.
I got this story from E! News. Dog catching, feds lock up bounty hunter. Now, I guess this dog, the bounty hunter, he was arrested in Hawaii on charges of illegal detention and conspiracy related to the capture of one of their marks, I guess you say. And this guy was convicted in absentia of raping three women in California and then fled to Mexico. So the guy was a obvious dirtbag, but looks like Dwayne the Dog Chapman got arrested on a technicality.
Have you guys ever watched this show, by the way, Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
It's
like this crazy white trash family that goes out hunting people without guns. You know, they just use pepper spray.
Nice.
Yeah, and I saw they use like these industrial sized cans.
Oh,
of
yeah. I mean,
spray.
It's like it's about the size of a, you know, a big Aquanet hairspray can.
Don't they use tasers too?
No, I not that I've seen.
So is Dog going to be okay?
Yeah, he was released on bail today, or yesterday actually. So I think it's all really just a technicality, and they're looking for kind of a to make an example of him.
Right.
But, you know, like anybody really cares. This story is out of Belgrade. A Serbian man needed emergency surgery after he had sex with a hedgehog on a witch doctor's advice.
Whoa!
Zoran Nikolovic, 35, from Belgrade, says the witch doctor told him it would cure his premature ejaculation.
But he ended up
needing an operation after the hedgehog's needles left his penis severely slashed.
Oh, that's not right.
A spokesman said the animal was apparently unhurt and the patient came off much worse from the encounter. We have managed to repair the damage to his penis. So,
Maybe they shouldn't have. He's having sex with hedgehogs.
What the hell is going on over there in the old country?
Why is he going to a
witch doctor?
Yeah, my friend the witch doctor, he told me to...
Told me what to do?
I think that's the
told
next...
Told me to screw that'd
be the a great sitcom.
The guy probably sound like whenever he was trying to have sex with a hedgehog. Ooh, ee, ooh,
retarded.
Sarasota, Florida. Police in Sarasota have arrested a man accused of getting high by huffing Freon from an AC unit.
Nice.
Officers were called to the 1100 block of Villiago Circle Wednesday morning to investigate
a
report
of
a suspicious man lying on the ground near the air conditioning units. Officers located the man and found him to be very unstable on his feet and uncoordinated in manner. The man, 40-year-old Timothy Allen Bennett, told the officers that he was fixing the air conditioner. Further investigation by the officers revealed a hose detached to an AC outlet on the unit, which released the AC refrigerant Freon.
This is insane.
Eventually found that the subject had been stealing the Freon from units by inhaling it. He told the police that it made him high. The area was further inspected, and it was discovered that a total of 31 AC units were empty of Freon.
Good lord!
Medic!
The Freon was $100 per unit. Bennett was arrested and charged with criminal mischief and inhalation of a harmful chemical substance.
The guy's not very intelligent.
No. I love that he breathes this stuff and then just chills out right next to it. Like,
isn't it hard to get to the Freon in an AC? Don't you have to, like, remove panels and screw it and stuff?
No, probably on the pipe going in there, there's, like, a valve that looks... It actually probably looks somewhat like a valve stem on your car or bike tire.
So he doesn't really have to go through much effort.
Mm-mm.
All right, Bill, what else you got?
Tickets to Steve Irwin's memorial service are going fast.
Oh, dear.
One thing's for certain, Steve Irwin won't lack for mourners. Grieving fans of the television's Crocodile Hunter snapped up all 3,000 tickets to his public memorial service within minutes on Friday. Many people had camped out overnight in order to better their chances of securing tickets, which were distributed in three locations across Irwin's home state of Queensland.
Now, why are they... why do you have to have a ticket? What?
For a memorial service, I guess. You know, some people want
to
camp out
overnight money
for to get a movie or a video game or something. But
the new Xbox, but instead, a memorial.
Yeah, let's go to a memorial. It says, beautician Melissa Powers waited more than 25 hours on a Brisbane sidewalk for her tickets, but said her time was well spent. It's unbelievable, Powers told reporters, clasping her tickets. I haven't slept and I'm so over emotional. I'm so looking forward to it. She called herself a huge fan of Irwin. Hundreds of disappointed fans were left empty-handed after all the tickets had been passed out, prompting some to burst into tears.
Oh dear, that's really sad.
Yeah, there's poor
can't
people.
They mourn at home? I mean, seriously.
I know. I don't understand this.
I'm just wondering, did they buy the tickets or were they just given out?
Is it like Ticketmaster or something?
You know, I'm just saying, you know, it's like they're probably having it in
there's
some
scalpers.
Sort of, yeah.
Death Ticketmaster. You get to buy tickets to the big memorial services.
I can get you right up next to the casket.
Prime
real
estate.
Get you so close you can smell the body. That's horrible.
So close you can smell the formaldehyde. Thank you, Yoda. Madrid, Spain. Organizers of Spain's top annual fashion show on Saturday rejected five models as being too thin to appear in this year's event. Haha. So I guess you should ask them other names for Coke.
They're too thin?
Yes, they are too thin.
I wonder how thin is too thin.
They had a body mass index well below that which is considered normal, not just by the Spanish Endocrinology Society, who we represent, but also by the limits set by the World Health Organization.
So, I mean, they looked unhealthy at first glance.
Susan Monero said this. And, five of the 68 models who showed up for appraisal failed the test, the doctor said. The models were over 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighed less than 121 pounds. Can you imagine being less than 120 pounds and 5'7"?
Wow.
They probably look like sticks.
Yeah, walking sticks.
They could have like a stick girl pageant.
Awesome.
With the sexiest bird legs. That'd be awesome.
You have to compare him to an actual bird.
Yeah.
Oh my god. They could have the guy from Kids in the Hall there that played the peacock woman. Here's another story that I found entertaining. Elderly ladies were trapped in a car for 2 hours. Daytona Beach, Florida. Two elderly women are recovering from heat stroke and heat exhaustion after locking themselves in a hot car. Officials say the women were in a Cadillac at the Daytona Beach Mall. Their battery apparently died and the automatic locks failed. And authorities say the women didn't know they could unlock the doors manually.
Wow.
The women were trapped for nearly 2 hours before a passerby spotted a plea for help they wrote on the back of a tissue. Call 911. Help 911. Authorities smashed a window to get the ladies out. They couldn't have went. Right. Could you just pull that lock up?
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
That's really sad. It's really sad.
You know, that's the Darwin Award winner. If they had died, you
wouldn't
know,
you have like, just like tried to scare them by shooting out the window with your gun.
Point the gun right at their head and say,
yeah, get down! Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Let's see here. Let's do one last story for this week.
All right.
Miami, Florida. Authorities say a fictional crime scene staged for CSI Miami became part of a real Miami police investigation after a man's body floated near the television series film crew. The body washed up early Friday at the water's edge in Bicentennial Park, which film crews were using as a helicopter staging ground for aerial shots of a fictional offshore investigation.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Police say a homeless man spotted the body and alerted an off-duty police officer who was working security on the set. The body had no signs of trauma. It's not the first dead body to make an unexpected appearance on a CSI set. Earlier this week, a mummified body was found inside a Los Angeles building where CSI New York was filming.
Good Lord, what the hell? I bet you someone on that set is a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun,
I'm thinking Grissom with his weird-ass beard.
Hey, all right,
and that's, no, it's Caruso is who it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? Damn that Caruso.
All right, Bill, is that the news this week?
That's the news.
Thank you, sir. You did a commendable job.
Well, thank you.
Yippee.
Yes. Yippee, Bill.
Are you an angel?
Are you an angel, Bill?
Yes, I am. I hang out near the planet Yego.
Yego.
Mitasa Chopasa.
All right,
You're
Bill.
Welcome. God bless you.
Any cold news this week?
Yeah, I think I can whip some up.
Let's do it. Let's do some cold news. What do you say, Anakin?
Palova Numatapa.
I think that's yes. All right, Bill. Cold news. What do we got this week?
Well, this one's a little bizarre. A transcendental meditation program in Detroit wants to buy the city's Rackham Golf Course for $6.25 million with plans to keep it intact but turn it into an organic course, in addition to offering educational programs on golf and agriculture. Now, those crazy transcendental meditation people.
Sounds like it'd be a lovely golf course.
How do you make a golf course organic?
Isn't it already organic? Or?
Well, no, you wouldn't use chemical fertilizer.
Oh, I gotcha. You'd probably...
They'd poo on it.
Yeah. Mulch it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably be outhouse.
You put all your waste in there and you know, and it...
A compost pile?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So it would take a while. Mm-hmm. And a lot of shitting.
Would they have...
All the...
Well, I guess you could just meditate on shitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe if you, like, if you feel the urge and you're teeing up, just drop trowel right there. And
well, most likely, they'll probably be meditating right there on the hole, if you will.
Straggling.
Four! This one is out of Orlando, Florida. The Holy Land Park mixes faith and fun. The crucifixion was canceled. The announcement came over the loudspeakers as fat clouds formed above a replica of Christ's garden tomb. Dozens of disappointed tourists and pilgrims who came to witness the spectacle, a daily event at the Holy Land Experience, a 15-acre, $16 million biblical theme park tucked off Interstate 4 in Orlando, trudged towards the exit. Park officials were apologetic but firm. None of their employees would hang on the cross during the lightning storm. Wow. That is just so wrong.
How rocking is that?
The musical reenactment of Christ's death and resurrection delivered daily by one of the park's three Jesus impersonators helps to draw an average of 250,000 people a year to the Holy Land Park.
Guess I have no faith they wouldn't get killed.
I mean, holy crap, is that twisted. What is that?
I want to see the Jesus who's, like, hanging out at the food court because he's not working at that moment, eating his pizza. You know? Hey, Jesus, what's up? Hey.
Bless you, my child.
There was an arrest at the Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes compound.
Oh, no.
Yes, Tom Cruise and the fabulous Katie Holmes have a lot of security built into their Beverly Hills compound. But surprisingly, all the security in the world couldn't stop a man from taking a bathroom break on the family's property.
Nice.
What do you mean by that?
Life and Style Weekly reports that a man loitering around his $40 million Los Angeles mansion yesterday was videotaped, apparently urinating on Tom's property, and Beverly Hills police say he was promptly arrested for lewd conduct, an insider exclusively tells the Weekly magazine.
What do you mean by that?
Tom's fiancée Katie Holmes and their new baby Suri were safely tucked away inside the compound that is rigged by a state-of-the-art security system monitored by Scientology guards.
Yes.
There's nothing I can't do with a race car.
And you know, those are the best guards to have.
Yeah, most likely.
Best guards money can buy. So,
the Scientology stormtroopers.
I wonder if they wear, like, a white plastic armor.
That would be so cool, man.
Like, where's that Scientology cross in, on the center of it?
They have, like, glow sticks or something? I don't know.
It looks, another Scientology story, it looks like Tom Cruise is a little angry. When Viacom's kingpin, Sumner Runstone, cited Tom Cruise's personal conduct as the reason for killing his production deal with Paramount, the 83-year-old mogul's candor rocked Hollywood. But Radar Magazine...
The guy from MASH?
I was supposed to say Radar O'Reilly.
Yeah. We're just Scientologists.
Yes, but Radar Magazine has learned Redstone may have let Cruise off easy, particularly in light of allegations that the actor dispatched goons from the Church of Scientology to intimidate Redstone's studio chieftain, Brad Gray.
Wow, he really has goons?
Awesome.
He does, in fact, have
goons. Scientologist goons.
According to a high-ranking media executive, Paramount Pictures' Honcho Gray had highly unpleasant run-in with the church during his tense negotiations with Cruise over Mission Impossible 3. Gray, who had recently joined the studio, entered the talks determined to make Cruise accept a smaller share of the gross revenues than he had from the first two installments in the franchise. For those films, the actor reportedly took home an unheard of 30% of the total revenue.
Wow.
Whoa. That's
he's
got to
keep
money.
Up the payments
I,
on
I disagree with it.
His OT training.
Nice. Yeah.
Leaving the office one night, the diminutive Gray, walking to his car in the Paramount lot, suddenly found himself surrounded by more than a dozen Scientologists.
I'm surrounded by Scientologists. What do I do?
Who pressured him to ease up on the actor, according to the source. Now, when they say
what would L. Ron do?
They mean diminutive. Brad Gray is actually shorter by at least 4 or 5 inches than Tom Cruise. He is a small dude. Following a terse exchange, the visitors allowed Gray to get into his car and leave, but the message was clear. Though he was unnerved by the incident, sources say, Gray stood his ground. Cruise eventually agreed to a less generous deal. I cannot believe that those guys do that. It says here, in the late 90s, John Travolta lobbied reluctant former Fox studio chief Bill Mechanic to produce Battlefield Earth.
You will make this movie. No, the hell I won't!
Mechanic told Radar last year, he had Scientologists all over me. They came up to you, and they know who you are, despite the religion's reputation for intimidating its enemies. Mechanic, like Gray, was unswayed. Do you think in any way, shape, or form that weirding me out is going to make me want to make this movie, he said?
So they're not physically harming him, they're just bothering him is what it is?
Yeah, they just, like,
they're
show
nuisances.
Up and...
Good book. You should read it.
Damn will make this.
This should be a great movie.
This is a damn good read.
By the source
read.
Of light of Turl.
I suggest you read this.
By the source of light, you should read this.
Nice.
And that's cult news for this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. That was a delicious blend of cult news. I don't know what that means.
It was tasty.
Yes, it was.
Mitasa chobasa.
It was delicious.
Yippee.
You know,
it was like a bologna mova tafa sandwich.
Balova numa tafa.
Mmm, delicious. All right, Bill. Time for DVDs.
Let's do some beers.
Let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs! DVDs! DVDs! Hey, I lost you there, Steven, what happened?
Sorry, I lost count there.
Steven dropped.
All right, build DVDs this week.
I got your horse. I hope you got your buggy.
I got my buggy, Little Richard. DVDs for September 19th, 2006.
She screwed up my chicken.
Let's start with Backdraft Anniversary Edition.
Ah, yes, Backdraft. Ron Howard's now, greatest movie.
Yeah, now Backdraft was one of the first DVDs released when DVDs came out, and I think in like 97, 98. And finally, we're getting an updated copy in
a... Is it a flipper? Flipper disc?
No, it wasn't a flipper, but it wasn't particularly well done. It was very grainy. The colors were very muted.
Probably a laser disc transfer.
Well, it was anamorphic, if I remember correctly.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was thinking no one in their right mind would just use a laser disc transfer and put it on DVD.
Yeah, I mean, why would anybody do that? That's ridiculous.
Yippee.
So this anniversary edition has a Ron Howard introduction, deleted scenes, featurettes, script-to-screen evolutions, bringing together the team, casting room, stunts. I mean, this thing is loaded with everything you would ever want to know about making the film Backdraft.
How we got Snake Plissken.
What do you guys think of Backdraft?
I think it's one of Ron Howard's best movies.
I think it's a good film. I think sometimes it goes a little over the top, but it is still good.
It's been a long, long
time. It's certainly heavy-handed.
I saw it in the theater, like, Jesus, what is that, 90?
I'm sure I saw it with you.
91?
Yeah, and there are times where it drags.
Yeah, but it's a beautifully shot film. I'd like to see just the pristine print of this movie.
Yeah, and recently they released it on HD DVD, and I've been debating whether or not to get it just to see it in high definition.
Nice.
Next DVD is Battlestar Galactica Season 2.5.
Nice.
This has the deleted scenes, the podcasts from Ronald Moore.
Cool.
Producer video logs, on the set of the new Pegasus, Magic Battlestar Galactica, Never Let the Inmates Run the Asylum, featurette, scenes from a video blog floor.
So it's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's
loaded. Philip Hirsch is coming on this week.
Yes.
And
Now, Bill, do you like the show well enough to buy the box set, or do you...
No, I don't. You know, I enjoy watching the show, but I tend to forward through it quite a bit when I'm watching
dear.
It.
Through I know. The commercials or the actual show?
The actual show.
Wow.
When it gets slow, I'll actually start forwarding through
it. Man, Bill, that's bad.
I know. I just can't get into it that much. I apologize.
How is it?
I don't know. I've seen, like, season two several times now.
It's going to take me a while to get over this.
Well, just take
Jason, no!
So, Steven, you've been watching BSG a lot?
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Nice.
Clear your throat there, Steven.
Sorry.
Okay, a little frog in my throat.
Next DVD is Brain Damage from the director of Basket Case.
Oh my! Is this a movie with Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the movie with Rick Hurst and Gordon MacDonald.
Who the hell are they?
That's not even who I thought it was. Well, I thought it was going to be...
This is a normal average guy who lives in New York City becomes dependent on an evil disembodied brain.
Brain
feeds the guy a narcotic substance in exchange for his unwilling assistance in obtaining the brains of innocent victims for sustenance.
Sounds like a good flick.
It's really stupid, and I remember seeing it when I was young and just thinking, wow, this is really horrible. And the fact that they're releasing it on DVD means that some people want to
see it. It's a sign of the apocalypse.
Yes. Well, now that Suri Cruz has been born, we will start seeing the signs.
Yes. I'm ready.
This is the
I'm
second
ready to
sign.
Bow to my master,
This is
Suri.
The second sign.
Here for the Chucky fan in you, Chucky, the killer DVD collection, 4 movies on 2 discs, Child's Play 2, Child's Play 3, Bride of Chucky, and Seed of Chucky. Somebody else must own the rights to just the original Child's Play. If they're like, oh, well, we don't have the rights to the original one, but we can release 2, 3,
I vote yes.
Bride and Seed of. It's come time for the Grease Rock and Rydell edition.
Oh, thank you, God.
And it looks like this thing is in, like, a leather jacket sleeve.
Awesome, a T-Bird's jacket?
Yeah.
I love you. You complete me.
But I can't even tell you how many times this thing's been released. Maybe once or twice already. But this is an all-new remastered special edition.
Really?
Yes.
So they're not just repackaging the same disc. This is new stuff, right?
Yes. The Rydell sing-along, rock along with your favorite Grease songs.
I'm so excited. Just hold on for a second. Okay, I'm done.
You know, that sounds like someone banging their head against the wall.
That's what I was doing.
It has 11 deleted, extended, and alternate scenes, a featurette from the DVD launch party.
Ooh.
Steven, are you okay?
I'm good.
Are you awake?
I'm just anticipating this DVD.
Okay.
I'm kind of in shock because I've been waiting for this one.
Next DVD is Hard Candy. I saw this a few weeks ago, and
delicious.
It's really, really uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable
it's about,
candy.
I love hard, uncomfortable candy.
Well, this... I don't think you'll be making any jokes when you actually see this movie. The synopsis is a smart, charming teenage girl. Haley probably shouldn't be going to a local coffee shop to meet Jeff, a 30-something fashion photographer she met on the internet. But before she knows it, she's mixing drinks at Jeff's place and stripping for an impromptu photo shoot. It's Jeff's lucky night. But Haley isn't as innocent as she looks. And the night takes a turn when she begins to impose a hard-hitting investigation on Jeff in an attempt to reveal the possible scandalous past.
Oh, dear.
But this movie is really good, and it's very
I heard it's, like,
hard
scary
to watch
as
at
hell.
Times.
Yeah.
Well, it's not scary as hell, but it just makes you, like, cringe.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Not scary. It's scary because it's...
Of a cringe factor.
It's the kind of horror that could really happen. You know,
yeah.
This could happen, and hell, I mean, do you even feel sorry for the guy? Because is he a child predator, or what's going on?
Well, I'm not about to reveal that.
You know, what's
Let
interesting
the people
is
watch the movie.
The girl in this caught the eye of the X-Men producers, and she plays Kitty Pryde in X-Men, which I thought was interesting. They saw her in this movie, and they're like, you know what? She'd be great as a member of the X-Men.
Yeah, wasn't there a different one for X-Men United, and they brought... this girl, this Haley Page on for the last
Yeah,
because
it was just a random girl walking by, so they just kind of, they needed... They
but
need...
this girl's a really terrific actress, so...
Yeah, she is.
But the DVD has...
I know who I am. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch! I'm gonna hit you with your own pimp!
Stephen, he has the commentary with director and writer, commentary with the actors, Patrick Wilson and Ellen Page. And that's the one thing about this film. It's these two people for the majority of the film. They just play off one another.
Right.
And it's really intense. It's got deleted and extended scenes, making of, theatrical trailer.
So, I mean, it is a good film, right? Even though it's going to disturb us, but it's a good film.
Yeah, if you're afraid of it, rent it. I can't recommend to buy it because it's one of those movies that you're probably not going to want to watch over and over.
Right. It's not like, hey, let's watch that hard candy again. That really creeped the hell out of me.
Next DVD is My Name is Earl, The Complete First Season.
Ah.
Nice. It's got audio commentary on selected episodes.
Ah,
which means
boo.
Yeah, which means like two or three.
We want them on all of them.
This is so exciting.
It's got some deleted scenes, blooper reels, making ofs, you know, all that crap.
Hey, no, you're running, fool. I know where your mama parks your house.
But I really can't stand whenever they just do selected episodes. They should just do all of them.
You know, that I know I'm a brown coat, and on the Firefly box set, what the hell, you know? It's on only a couple episodes. I mean, a show that everyone loves, 13 episodes, do a commentary on every single episode so these man nerds can, you know,
wank it to the...
watch it over and over
again. I mean,
again. And in fact, you know what they should do? They should put out a second Firefly box set and then do more commentaries. That's pretty genius. That'd be a way to sell new DVDs. Don't you think,
on
Bill?
On the fifth anniversary of Firefly.
I don't know if I really want another Firefly.
Josh. With...
next DVD is one that I keep meaning to send to you.
Don't look at me that way, Paul Bill.
Jason, but I keep forgetting. But now you can just go out and rent it. The Proposition with Guy Pearce, John Hurt, Ray Winston, Danny Huston. It's really quite a... I don't want to say incredible, but memorable film.
Yeah, I do want to see
written
it.
By the musician Nick Cave.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really intense Western-type film set in the outback.
You got to hand it to Guy Pearce. He didn't go the leading man route.
It's visually stunning, just the way this director John Hillcoat does it. It's not a film for everyone, most certainly. If there was one movie I would compare it to, it would be Unforgiven. Because it's very slow. It's the way it plays itself out is very methodical. It can be extremely violent at times, to the point of shocking.
Wow, yeah.
Not being used to my ability.
And it's a short film. It's only like an hour and a half, but it's extremely memorable. Cool. And I would recommend it to any fan of Westerns, of amazing direction, and fans of, you know, John Hurt. Very small part in the film. Maybe only 5 minutes screen time, but very memorable. Guy Pearce is terrific in it. I can't say enough good about it.
Before you go on, I have a question to ask you, Bill.
All right.
Are you an angel?
Yes, I hang out around the moons of Yeagle.
Just want to clear that up.
All right. Here's a film that I don't think anybody actually saw, but it has Frankie Muniz in it.
Yes, I love that Malcolm in the Middle crap.
Stay Alive, the unrated director's cut.
With John Travolta?
That's staying alive.
Oh, boo.
Now, this movie might be better if they used Sylvester Stallone as the director and Frank Stallone for the music.
Yes.
The mind-bending thriller about a killer video game.
Oh, I know what this is now. Okay, it took me a while.
Game over, man. Game over.
The real world and the game world gruesomely collide when a group of friends play Stay Alive, a mysterious underground video game that kills the gamer whose character dies in play.
So if you die in the game, you die in real life?
Yes. Genius.
I can't wait to pick that one up.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you know, there's so many people in the world that wishes they were directors. They wish they want to get in the Hollywood biz. They want to make a movie that's viable, not just to an audience, but also to the studio. They want it to make money. Now, let me get here's what I'm getting to, Stephen and Bill. Why would you cast Frankie Muniz in your movie if you want to do that? You know, I love Malcolm in the Middle. I want to see him in that video game horror movie too.
They should have used.
I don't know
mother.
What to tell you.
All right, I'm just going to keep asking that question until someone gives me an answer.
Last DVD for September 19th, 2006 is Stick It. It's a it's kind of a gymnastic movie with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
But it's got these really hot girls in it, particularly the head girl in the movie. But it's actually pretty loaded.
Now, I hear that this is from the makers of the cheerleader movie called Bring It On.
From the writer of Bring It On, in fact.
Can you just see him like, time to crank out another one of these movies?
Just change the names.
Change the names, change the environment. You're 100% right, because in this movie, a rebellious girl who was a gymnast leaves and then joins again, and then Bring It On, Alicia Dushku is a rebellious girl who joins the cheerleaders. It's a little similar.
Retarded.
Now let me ask you this. What the hell is Jeff Bridges doing in this movie?
Paycheck.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
He's put an ad on to his house. He's building a new wing. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. I love Jeff Bridges. He's the dude, man. El Duderino.
And he's pretty good in Terry Gilliam's most recent film, Tideland, which is kind of a complete mess.
Yeah, he's always good. Love him.
But this thing has all kinds of bloopers and outtakes and deleted scenes.
Hey, it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
And if you're a pervert, like most of us are, and won't admit to actually owning Bring It On, you'll probably want to pick this one up, too.
I know someone who owns this movie, Bring It On. So
I own it.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Actually, I don't own any of the follow-ups, but I own the original Bring It On.
The follow-ups, yeah. Bring It On Again!
And isn't there a third one, like Bring It On Again?
Yeah, it's like Bring It On Again, the Masturbation Edition.
Or Brought It On.
My favorite part of Bring It On is when they do the bikini car wash to raise money.
Oh, good Lord in heaven.
Like, okay, girls, it's time for the bikini car wash scene. I know you're all underage, and I'm in my 30s, but still, this is purely professional.
You think you know, he's in his 30s? They need to give... It might be older than that.
And that's DVDs.
So, Bill, you've been watching a lot of DVDs in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. All my life.
It's good to know. Thanks for the DVDs this week, Bill. I really appreciate it. You did a bang-up job, sir.
You're welcome.
What'd you think of it, Steven?
Yippee.
Tasa Chopasa.
Do you realize how more watchable it would probably be if they just took Jar Jar's goofy cartoon voice out and maybe did kind of like what they do with Chewie, where you just don't understand him? He was like, and you don't know what he's saying, and they could even have subtitles, or not even subtitles, and it's just like Chewie, you never know what he's saying, but Han understands him. They could have done his character like that, but instead it had to be, excuse me, you know. It's like, yeah, good idea, George.
You're absolutely right.
All right, guys.
I think it would have been 10 times better if they just would have made the subtitles.
Yeah, just we don't understand him. That would have worked fine. We don't understand R2, and he's a great character. Alright, everybody, that's episode 52 of Nowhere in Mulberry. I'm sorry you missed Vanessa this week. Drop her an email. And if you would like to send us all an email, or just me, or Steven, or Bill, you know, send him some historical documents, I got nothing, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. I can't wait to receive some of your feedback, because we get so much of it during the week. Also, if you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com, Stephen, which you do all the time, right?
I do, all the time.
Right there on the right, you will see a link to our forum. And there on the forum, join up, talk to us, tell us your hopes, your fears, what makes you happy in life, and we'll get to you with that. Now, guys, I want to announce that I did launch Mulberry Old School, the old feed of our old shows. So if you want to listen to episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all on up to present day, go ahead and do it. It's genius. It's a gold mine there, baby.
Apparently there was a helicopter crash.
Yes.
See, it's not as good whenever Steven does it. It's a better one when they come to him doing it.
No, that's not... Steven, am I going to have to remind you what it's like?
No,
to...
no, please don't.
A rescue helicopter has crashed.
So if you want to check out our old shows, go to... it's a link that says Mulberry Old School. So check that out. Now, if you'd like to send us a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491 and leave us a voicemail. Or do what Mick and Credo did. They made an MP3 and just sent it to me at nimpodcast@gmail.com. You can do that, too. I'd love it. Do it.
I'd just say congrats to my brother for having his child. And his wife had their child this last week.
It was Dave before and now them. Yeah. They're going to playmates, man. Yeah. They're the right age. Sweet.
About a month apart.
All right, guys, that's Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 52. See you next week.
Much love.
The most beautiful creatures in the universe. They live in the moons of Iago, I think.
Now this is podcasting.